roots?
You strike a match to start off.
Why?
The soft, thick black stuff that collects in a chimney is...
Smut.
Milk comes from a...
Cow.
Let's see, if somebody is running a grocery store, say, and he wants to buy a lot of something so that he'll get a better price on it, you can say he's buying it wholesale, or you can say he's buying it in quantity, or he's buying it in...
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word bulk?
Bulk, yes.
Say it again, please.
Bulk.
Okay, and would that mean the same thing?
Yes.
To buy something in quantity?
That's the language. No, bulk. Okay. That's all mean the same thing.
Good. A person's parents are his...
Father.
And...
Father.
Yeah, and who else?
Daddy.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got two parents. His
grandparents.
What I'm thinking of is he's got a father, and he's also got a... Yeah, he's got two parents. He's got a father and a... Who's his...
Mother.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was trying to... Okay, so let me ask it again. You tell me both of them at the same time. A person's parents are his...
Father and mother.
Fine.
I understand now what you're saying.
Yeah, sometimes I don't make myself very clear. You just have to excuse me. Robins, blue jays, and sparrows are...
Birds.
The color of this paper is... What color is the paper?
White.
If you had a 5-year-old granddaughter, you might say, she's a sweet little...
Little thing.
Uh-huh. And what word would you use?
Little girl.
Mm-hmm. And a grandson would be a little...
Sweet little boy.
Fine. A wagon has four...
Wheels.
Before a boy went fishing, he dug some, what, for bait?
Dig bait.
Yeah, but what do you call those things that people dig out of the ground?
Bait?
Yeah.
Wine.
Fine, say that again.
Wine.
Good. If a person has a lot of money, we say he's rich. If he doesn't have much money, we say he's...
Poor. Well, I mean, that's it. Everything tells so good how you got here.
A woman might keep her nickels and dimes, and
there's a book right there reading out there, Administration 1900.
Uh-huh.
That's right on the book. At your bills, mm-hmm. Things at the administration board.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old veteran, state War One and War Two. I ain't good for nothing. Go home now. That's all I'm good for.
Well, take care of yourself.
One more thing.
Okay.
Middlefield, if you ever change it, what are you going on?
Let's see. A woman might keep her nickels and dimes and little coins in a little change.
Yes.
A little change what?
In a purse.
Fine. A female goat is often called a nanny goat, and a male goat is called a...
Bit. Right
here. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you ever eat goat? Is that good
to eat? Goat a lot of times.
How do you fix goat meat?
You just skin them just like you do a cow.
Mm-hmm.
You skin all the hide off. Just cut it, fry it, or bake it, or do anything you want.
So you mean you can fix it just like you fix beef?
Yeah, just like you fix beef.
Mm-hmm. How does it taste? Does it taste like beef?
It ain't never like beef.
Mm-hmm. What do you call an animal that's bigger than a fox? And it lives up in the mountains. It looks sort of like...
Wolf.
Yeah. Say it again, please.
Wolf.
Okay. The place where a lot of corn is grown is called a corn...
Corn belt.
Yeah. And a place with a fence around it where a person raises corn is his...
Corn belt.
Yeah. We planted some turnips and some lettuce in the...
Garden.
The holiday in late November when we eat turkey and dressing is called...
Thanks.